الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، it appears that today our class is starting far earlier than we always start the class. Now perhaps because of that, some of the brothers and the women have not arrived. It will not stop us from the class, inshallah. The two last discuss was on sujood. We intend to discuss is the last rukun of salah that we discussed. The last rukun we discussed was sujood. How does the individual stay at sujood? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making sure that we all comply and appropriately make sajda for Allah. He said in a hadith that was collected by Anas ibn Malik. He says, "Atimu sujood, atimu ruku'a wa sujood." Make sure you perfect your sujood. Make sure you perfect your ruku'a and your sujood. Atim mur ruku aw sujood. Ensure that you make your ruku perfect. Ensure sujood perfect. Fawallahi, inni la'arakum min khalfi zahari fi ruku'ikum wa sujoodikum. He says, Fawallahi, he made an oath by Allah. Inni la'arakum min khalfi zahari. I certainly see you from behind me when you are on ruku and when you are on sujood. The Prophet Muhammad, make sure you perfect your ruku and your sujood. It's for Allah, in me la araq, I certainly see you. Proof of reports that people have and say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees his front and then he sees his back. But he sees his back here is only restricted to where he says he sees us. He says he sees us from the back when we are on ruku. This hadith was collected by Imam al-Nasa'i in his Sunnah. This hadith. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wallahi, inni la'araakum min khalfi zahari fi ruku'ikum wa sujoodikum. I see you from behind me when you are in ruku' and when you are in sujood. So he wants us, alayhi salatu wa salam, that we should make sure that our ruku' are perfect. Apart from ruku', the position where he also mentions seeing us from behind is taswiyat as-sukuk. To make your sukuk correct, make it perfect, because I see you from behind. So these kinds of conditions, yes, he sees us from behind because he told us he sees us from behind. If he were seeing them from behind, if he was seeing everything from behind, he would not tell them that I'm seeing you in ruku and sujood. It means seeing behind is not in every second. That is why it has to tell us he is seeing us during taswiyat as-sukuk and during ruku' and during sujood. Seeing us, if it was normal that every time he is walking, the way he sees his front is the same way he sees his back, he will not tell us that, look, I'm seeing you when you are making ruku' and sujood. I hope that this point is clear. The other point from it is that it goes to explain the importance of perfecting the ruku' and then do what? Perfecting the sujood. Let us make sure we cross the knees together. This is what many of the people find funny. Fortunately, it has come with Sidratul Amr. It says, when we are Jumma for today, let the individual connect his two knees, his lap, when he wants to sujood. So there is nothing he can do about it. Allah, who says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make sujood to him. He sent the Prophet Muhammad go and teach them how to make that sujood. And he himself, after teaching the people, alayhi salatu, He said to them, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray as I pray, as you see me pray. Pray as that. But this issue of even connecting with us, when we are sujood, is not about seeing him. It's an order he gave us. He commanded us to do it. It's more, the least we will draw from that is an obligation. But from the obligatory things the individual will perform in salah is that he must, during sujood, connect his mind. Our shortcomings. So we should try that our salah is free of shortcomings as much as possible. The ones we can rectify. Why you say first that today? The house as the seventh topic. Something that has to do with people saying that, but women, if it were women, there is no difference between the salah of the woman and the salah of the man. What we like to discuss today is at-takbir in the raf'i min as-sujud. The takbir as we are raising, standing up from sujud. The individual is in sujud. He wants to sit down. So he says, Allahu Akbar, and he sits down. A person is in sujud, he wants to sit down, he says, Allahu Akbar. And then he sits from his sujud to his jubilees. Says, Allahu Akbar. During that movement, as he's standing up, he sits down. Says Allahu Akbar. Based on that hadith of Abu Huraira, that hadith occurs in Bukhari and Muslim. In it, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was describing the salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Thumma yukabbiru hina yahwi sajida." "Thumma yukabbiru hina yahwi sajida." The Prophet makes takbir, Allahu Akbar, when he's going down on sujood. ثم يكبر حين يرفع رأسه and then he makes takbir الله أكبر حين يرفع رأسه at the time that he is raising his head up. So if we are asked what is the الله أكبر when we are standing up from sujood, we want to sit down, what time should we say حين يرفع رأسه? In the interval of rising before you sit down, الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. The proof for it is this hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that we read, in which he described the Messenger Salah and said, "Thumma yukabbiru hina yarfa'u ra'asahu." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Yukabbiru hina yarfa'u ra'asahu." He will say, Allahu Akbar, at the time when he is raising his head and sitting down in Salah. That hadith of Abu Huraira occurs in Bukhari and Muslim. A general statement that many of the people have taken to mean a hadith. But it's a statement taken from this hadith of Abu Huraira. You find it in Sifatul Salat al-Nabiyya of Imam al-Albani. You find it in Sifatul Salat al-Nabiyya of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymi. You find it in Sifatul Salat al-Nabiyya of Shaykh Abdul Azim al-Farisi and other books. That the Prophet, that they put in quote and unquote, that كَانَ يَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السُّجُودِ مُكَبِّرًا كَانَ يَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السُّجُودِ فِي حَالِ أَنَّهُ يُكَبِّرُ. He will raise his head from the sujood while making takbir. It is not a hadith. It is skipped from that hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه when he said يكبر حين يرفع رأسه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم makes takbir when at the time he is raising his head from that person. There is a second hadith that tells us that the time to make our رفع من الركوع من السجود, that is the time that we say takbir. This is the hadith of حديث مسيء صلاة. The hadith of the companion who erred in that salah. We've been repeating this hadith. What is the name of Khalad ibn Rafi? That companion who erred in his salah. His name is what? Khalad ibn Rafi. His brother was in that masjid on that day when that event happened. You remember the event? That companion came and prayed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at him. So he finished the salah, he came and made taslim to the Prophet Muhammad. So he answered his taslim and told him, "Irji fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli." Go back and pray because you have not prayed. The man went back and repeated the prayer. He came back again and made taslim. He told him again, "Go back and pray because you have not prayed." But he prayed. But he was saying that you have not prayed. And on the third occasion, he told the Prophet Muhammad, "I don't know this salah better than this. Teach me the salah." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to teach the man the salah. This hadith is popularly called hadith mufi'i salah. The hadith of the one who erred in his salah. That person who erred in his salah, his name is what? Khalad ibn Rafi. The one who sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him that if you want to complete your salah, and then he started telling him what he must do. From amongst the things the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that anyone who wants to complete his salah, yukabbiru wa yakulu Allahu Akbar. Yukabbiru, he makes takbir and say Allahu Akbar wa yarfa'u ra'sahu, and then he will raise his head hatta yastawiya qa'ida, until he becomes balanced while sitting. He will raise his head yarfa'u ra'sahu hatta yastawiya qa'ida, until he becomes balanced while sitting down. So what elders do that? They raise their head. They have not sat down. They go back again. We are coming back to it. They are breaking a rukun of salah. The meaning is that if a person is doing that, he does not have salah. Say a bank here, to say sajda, to say rikale, to say joku, to farabale, no ri joku, to say sajda, to say sajda, alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll come back to it. Sometimes we take the issues of deen, levity. Allah Allah, to bring him again, and to actually use here, and to actually my care. To you know, no talk. She said, "Say back to them, I should ask me." I am fine, he said, "He's fine." So I only came, when you begin to say, "Allah's Rahmah, Allah's Rahmah," it's Azab to Israel. The Prophet is not Bashir alone. He's also what? Nazir. So the truth must be in the mind of the Muslim. May Allah protect us. He must take these matters as serious as he has taken them, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So that hadith goes like that. It says, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. As you are standing up, you say, Allahu Akbar. وَيَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِدًا. The individual will raise his head and then sit down, balanced in his sitting. Point here I wanted to raise, because of some of our brothers who would have read the book by Sheikh Muhammad Bazmoon, Ibn Umar Bazmoon, this book. He mentioned an issue regarding this issue, that the individual can say Allahu Akbar while his head is on the ground before he stands up. And he brought a riwayat where it says, "Summa yaqulu Allahu Akbar." ثم يرفع رأسه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say Allahu Akbar, and then after that he will now raise his head. What does it mean? Where did he say that Allahu Akbar? While he's on the ground. This report, that ثم يرفع رأسه, I searched for it, I didn't see it. Fortunately, all the masadir that he mentioned, I have them. I searched for it, I did not see ثم يرفع. I did not see what showed that he raised his head after saying takbir. So what is established, inshallah, is that there is only one way of standing up. You say your takbir as you are standing up. But he says otherwise. I tried to do my best. For hours I was checking. I did not see. If anybody sees, let him tell us. May Allah protect all of us. The reason I mention it is that the book is very, very popular book. Many of us, if you look at his Sharh of Sirat Salatul Nabi, he mentioned this book. And what he did is a very big work. He gathered the hadith of that companion who erred in his salah. And the hadith of Abu Humayd and As-Sa'id, you remember that hadith? The hadith of Abu Humayd. He gathered it and mentioned all its various reports. It's a very, very rich book regarding the salah of the Prophet Muhammad. But these are some of the kinds of maybe errors, maybe oversights that you find in it. Fortunately, in his Sharh of Sifat Salat Nabi, he was also trying to say that what we should do is, what one of the ways to stand up is that we can say that at the Fatih before we even stand up at all. But that position is a weak position. I also tried to find who else would say that apart from him. I did not see. But if the hadith were authentic, we would not go down who said. We follow the hadith. But I did not find anybody. Allahu Akbar. So my thinking is that, and Allah knows best, and that is what the ulama have said, especially people like Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. If you also go back to Sifat Salat Nabi, you should be fine. And in other area books, only one way. And that way is to do what? To say the takbir, حِينَ يَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السُّجُودِ. To say Allahu Akbar as you are standing up from sujood. You don't say the Allahu Akbar when the head is still on the ground, no. It is when you are standing up that you say Allahu Akbar. I think it will suffice on that issue. The second issue we like to mention is that this takbir, kini dajweh, sarayani, se sunnah, se rukunni, kini, what is the meaning of this takbir? Is it an obligation? Is it a sunnah of salah? Is it a rukun of salah? What is most correct is that this takbir, or the takbirat al-intiqal, they are what? Wajibat. The position of the Jumhur, the large majority of ulama, is that it is mustahab. But the reports of the one who prayed badly, because you remember the Prophet told him, alayhi salatu, that if he does not do these things, his salah is incomplete. And one of the things he commanded him to do is to say was, Allahu Akbar fa ura'asahu min as-sujood. So it means if he does not say that Allahu Akbar, his salah is what? Incomplete. The Prophet will not be saying alayhi salatu wa salam regarding something that is mustahab, that it is incomplete. I hope that the matter is clear. I know of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ibn Nawawi rahimahullah, and others. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, he was extensive on it in his Sharh Sunan al-Nasa'i. You can go back to it. He was also extensive in his Sharh Sahih Muslim al-Bahru al-Muhit. He was extensive on them. We can go back to it. The correct view, inshallah, is that the takbirat al-intiqal are wajibat of salah. That is also the position of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazlul. That's also the position of Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. That the takbir we are saying, oranya ni takabbara. Oranya. It's wajib for us. We say Allahu Akbar. Not only that one. All the takbirat. The only exception is takbirat al-ihram, which is what? Rukun min arkan al-salah. The takbirat al-ihram, which we call into salah, is rukun. All other takbirat are from what? Wajibat. They are obligatory. The salah is not invalid. But he is sinning only shalom. May Allah protect us. How will somebody be worshipping Allah and sinning again? While worshipping Allah. May Allah protect. That is the second issue we like to discuss today. The third issue we like to discuss, inshallah, is رَفْعُلِ يَدَيْنِ عِنْدَ الرَّفْءِ لِلْجُنُودِ مِنَ السُّجُودِ مَسْأَلَةُ تُكَكُبْ. If we are standing up from that posture, from sujood, to sit down, should he raise his hands? You see it happen a lot, many brothers do it. You want to do that, to sit down. Say, Atuma, but it's okay. Now, we should raise our hands up. And such that he wants to sit down. It is from the sunnah that we must do sometimes. When we are in sajda, you want to sit down and raise your hands. The Prophet Muhammad, he used to be it. Alayhi salatu wasalam. You are on sajda, you want to see them. As you are saying Allahu Akbar, you are doing what? You are raising your hand. As you are coming up to sit down, your hand is also coming up to say takbir, to raise your hands in takbir. Number of reports on this matter, but we mention only two of them. The first is the hadith of Ibn al-Huwayl. You remember Malik Ibn al-Huwayl? He was amongst the 19 people who came to spend 20 days with the Prophet Muhammad. Wawa Kwe, Ladan, the locality, and Ladan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they sat down, teach us Islam. So he was teaching them. They were young people. Young. So the Prophet was teaching them. They said when the Prophet noticed that he started feeling like going, he came and told us, are you not feeling like going home? He said, we are feeling like going home. So, okay, go now. He started giving them instructions. And one of the instructions he gave them was that, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni. If you get back, as you see me pray, pray like that. He used himself as a practical. The way you saw me, to be thinking of, probably, I'm a king. As a core away, I ain't a bad, I'm a king. Pray like that and teach your people to pray like that. So Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, when he got back to his people, he used to organize time like this. After Salah, he would distribute the meditation. He did like that. Radiallahu anhum. And the rest of his brothers too. So in that hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, he says, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا دَخَلَ فِي الصَّلَةِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam commences his salah, رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. What will he do? He will raise it. That is the raising of the hand during Takbiratul Ihram. Do you remember it's hukum? It's sunnah. Raising the hand. Rasulullah Salah. So he raises his hand. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَعَلَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Likewise, when he's going on ruku, he will do something like that too. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. وَإِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ الرُّكُوعِ فَعَلَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. When he's raising his head from ruku, he will do something like that. وَإِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السُّجُودِ رَفَعَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his head from sujood, فَعَلَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. He did. رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. Hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i also reported it in As-Sunan al-Nasa'i, and likewise al-Imam al-Tabarani in his hadith is authentic. Many of the scholars of hadith mention the hadith to be authentic. What does وَإِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السُّجُودِ فَعَلْفِلَ ذَلِكَ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his head مِنَ السُّجُودِ فَعَلَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ يعني يَرْفَعُ أَوْ رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would raise his head. Before we go on to what the ulama say about this hadith, Al-Imam ibn Hazm al-Andalusi mentions this hadith sahih. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Hafiz ibn Hajar and others like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazmur, he mentions the hadith authentic. And Imam al-Albani also mentions the hadith authentic. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Asiyuti also mentions it authentic in his Sharh of Sunan al-Nasa'i. And then he said, حفظه الله. شيخ عبد بن آدم said, إن حديث مالك بن الحويرث رضي الله عنه. Certainly, this hadith of مالك بن الحويرث بزيادة الرفع في السجود, that includes that when he is standing up from sujood, he will also raise his hand. صلى الله عليه. صحيح. This hadith is what? صحيح دون شك. Without any iota of doubt. فَمَنْ يُدَّعَ فِيهِ شُهُورًا أَيْ غَيْرَهُ. Whoever claims that this hadith is strange or claims that it is weak in any other sense, فَقَدْ جَازَفَ. Such a person has gone beyond limits. وَقَالَ بِغَيْرِ بُرْهَانِ. That person has spoken without evidence. Who? The one who this hadith has issues. The person has spoken without clear evidence. The hadith is sahih. That epistle occurs in Hishar al-Sahih Muslim, Al-Bahr al-Muhit, the 19th volume, page 179. And the hadith is authentic. What does it say? It says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu إذا رفع رأسه من السجود فعل مثل ذلك. When he removes his head from sujood, فعل مثل ذلك. مثل ماذا؟ رفع يديه. He would raise his two hands. So كمان دوبلين سجودا. إن ياما بيا أوكي. باشين بيا سوكي باشين بيرم. مو بيا سوكي. أو مجيج. بيدي بيدي إجكا تبي بيدي إتش. ياما بوس. So the hadith that affirms this is this hadith of who? Malik ibn al-Huwayd. I said sometime long ago, one young brother had made a phone call. Can we make raful yadain in any other than the places mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar? Say yes. He said, no, only a hadith on it are weak. He said, nah, they are not all weak. There are hadith on them that are clearly authentic. Let us mention a second hadith. And this hadith is very interesting. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. One of the tabi'un, An-Nadhr ibn Kathir al-Sa'di. An-Nadhr ibn Kathir al-Sa'di. He said that he salla ila jambay or jambi Abdullah ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan. Salla jambi ila ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan. Tawus ibn Kaysan is amongst Abu Abdurrahman al-Himyam rahimahullah. Is amongst the eminent tabi'un. Is from amongst the students of Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Tawus ibn Kaysan. In the entirety of Yemen is the biggest scholar of fiqh. Like in Medina, al-Imam Malik is the biggest scholar of fiqh in Medina. Mentioned Tawus ibn Kaysan. Some ulama say his name is Bakwan ibn Kaysan. Because Tawus means a bird. You know the bird, cook? What do you call English? It is long. Ostrich, that is Tawus. The Arabs refer to something that is handsome and beautiful as what? Tawus. In fact, some of the ulama, Al-Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in, say his name is that one. لكن نكب طاووسا. He was given the lackab of Tawus. لأنه طاووس القرآن. Because he is the Tawus of Quran. They who recite the Quran. That is, his reciter is amongst the best reciters. Titles of Quran. So the name was Tawus. Because the bird Tawus is a beautiful, handsome bird. And this Imam of Zakwan, he recites the Quran very nicely. So he was giving the name of that bird, like a nickname. And Imam of Tawus, Abu Abdurrahman, Al Yamani, Rahimahullah, the great scholar of fiqh in his time, and Lugha Arabiya, and Quran. He gathered everything and then hadith. Of that it's scholars to gather every aspect of knowledge. So, rahimahullah. So this tabi'i, he prayed near Tawus. This al-Nabr ibn Kathir al-Sa'di. He prayed near Tawus, near Abdullah ibn Tawus. Abdullah the son of Tawus. Abdullah the son of Tawus. The man prayed near him. He mentioned Tawus and his form, his virtues. Likewise his son Abdullah. It's not common. It's very common thing always happening. That a person is very learned and his children all become learned. It's not really, it happens. As Allah wills. There are others amongst the ulama who had that. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He had like Imam Hafiz al-Iraqi. Many had. Anas ibn Malik, many, Abdullah ibn Umar, Umar and his son Abdullah, and then Abdullah ibn Umar. They all learned people. So it happens. It happens. So Abdullah ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan, this man observed the Salah behind him, the Mina, fi Masjid al-Khayf. The Salah was in Mina, in Masjid al-Khayf. You know Masjid al-Khayf? Who has made Hajj? The two Masjid al-Khayf. if you are coming to make the Ramlum Jima, the masjid will be to your left. It is the masjid immediately after that masjid in Jamarat, Masjid al-Khair. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Umar, 70 amongst the prophets of Allah performed salah in that masjid. Masjid al-Khair. During the times of Hajj, that is the time the masjid functions. And that was where the Prophet stayed alayhi salatu wa sallam. During Hajj. The masjid is called Masjid al-Khair. We could have mentioned a number of things, but let's proceed. So this event took place at Mina, perhaps during the time of Hajj. So Abdul Awf ibn Kaysan observed Salah. This person observed Salah behind him, beside him. فَكَانَ إِذَا سَجَدَ السَّجْدَةَ الْأُولَىٰ وَجْهِ وَتَرَفَعَ رَأَسَهُ مِنْهَا رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِذَا سَجَدَ السَّجْدَةَ الْأُولَىٰ فرفع رأسه منها رفع يديه. عبد الله بن طاووس, where he makes the first sajda that we are describing. And as he's standing up, he raises his hands. He wants to sit down, yet he raises his hands. Another Ibn Kathir in the Sa'di said that of him, that he raised his hand, يديه تلقاء وجهه, in the direction of his face, like this. As he's standing up, he does like that. He raises his hand, تلقاء وجهه, in the direction of his front. فَأَنْكَرْتُ أَنَا ذَلِكَ. Another said, I rejected that. Why are you raising your hand while you are standing up in a sujood? فَقُلْتُ مُهَيْبٍ ابْنِ خَالِدٍ. مُهَيْبٍ ابْنِ خَالِدٍ is one of the students of Abdullah ibn Fawz. So another went to him, said, I'm going to fire your teacher, so to speak. He would raise his head up. And then as he's raising his head up from sajda, he would also do up, he also raise his hands up during the salah. So he went to Muhammad ibn Khalid and said to him that, Inna hadha yasna'u shay'an lam ara ahadan yasna'uhu. This man is doing something that I never saw anybody doing. Why is he saying I never saw anybody doing? Because Islam is complete and perfect from the time of the Prophet Muhammad. So if anything was part of Islam, we see people doing it. We see the other things. We see the learned people amongst the companions doing it. It means that it's a strange thing. No, I didn't see anybody doing it. Why are you doing it? So Muhammad ibn Khalid went to Abdullah ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan and said to him that Ra'aytu said tasna'u shay'an, we saw that you are doing something. Lam nara ahadan yasna'uhu, we have not seen anybody doing it. Faqala Abdullah ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan, and then Abdullah ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan said Ra'aytu abi yasna'uhu, I saw my father. Who is his father? Tawus ibn Kaysan. Yes, na'uhu. I saw him doing it. Wa qala abi. And then my father said, Ra'aytu Abdullah ibn Abbas yes, na'uhu. I saw Abdullah ibn Abbas doing it. Wa qala Abdullah ibn Abbas. And then Abdullah ibn Abbas said, Ra'aytu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yes, na'uhu. I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What was it? When you stand up from sajda, raise your hands up. So they gave us a silsila. There is the fact to be said. Abdullah Fawz said, I saw my father doing it. My father said, I saw Abdullah ibn Abbas doing it. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing it. What was it? When he stands up from sujood, they raise his hands up as they are sitting down. That hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It also occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i. And the scholars of hadith show the hadith to be authentic. Rahimahumullah ta'ala. Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Athiyati. In his Sharh of Sunan al-Nasa'i, the 14th volume, page 47, he mentions the hadith authentic, and then he says, "Wal hadith, this hadith, yadullu ala istihbab rafi'i yadayn bayna sajdatayn, The hadith points to the fact that it is encouraged to raise our hands in between the two sajda. That is when we sit down before we go again for the second sajda, tilqa al-wajh, in the direction of our face. To raise our hands. When we go on, when we stand up from Imam al-Nasa'i in his book, Sunan al-Nasa'i, says, in his title heading for this hadith, says, بَابُ رَفْعِ الْيَدَيْنِ بَيْنَ السَّجْدَتَيْنِ تِلْقَاءَ الْوَجْهِ بَابُ رَفْعِ الْيَدَيْنِ, chapter regarding raising the two hands, بَيْنَ السَّجْدَتَيْنِ, when we are observing the salah, in the تِلْقَاءَ الْوَجْهِ, the direction of the face. So this hadith points the fact that from the sunnah of salah is to do what? To raise our hands. There is a similar narration. Someone saw Abdullah ibn Zubayr doing it. The person went to Abdullah ibn Zubayr, why are you raising up your hand between after you stand up from a sajda? Bring up your hand. Abdullah ibn Zubayr said, that is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. Perhaps the man was not very satisfied. He went to Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas, we saw Abdullah ibn Zubayr raising his hands after standing up from as-sujud. And he says, that is the sunnah of your Prophet. As a point of appears that it was not a very common thing. That was why they were asked, why? But the fact remains that once it is established from the practice of the Prophet Muhammad, it becomes a thing to do, whether you have heard it from everybody or you have not heard it from everybody. It's established, the person that is to do it, then we do. Established from the hadith of Malik ibn Khuwayrith. It's also established from hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas and who Abdullah ibn Zubayr. There are others, but I think it can suffice with this one. That when we stand up in between the two sajda, then the sunnah is to do what? Raise our hands up. But then there's a second point I'd like us to note here. When Abdullah ibn Qus ibn Kaysan was challenged, he did not go to a law court. What did he do? He proved what he was supposed to do. If a learned person is challenged, why did you do this? So, that is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. The hadith goes like this, like this. You give a proof. If you can't give a proof on the spot, you can say, look, there's a proof for it. I can't remember it now, but I'll give you the proof tomorrow. It is not a matter of a law court. It's not a matter. Aisha radiallahu anha, when Uthman ibn Mazrun passed away, this hadith occurs in Sunan al-Bayhaqi, it's also in Sahih Muslim. When he passed away, she said radiallahu anha, bring him here, let us perform salah. Our Qudama ibn Mazrun, Qudama, his brother. Because Uthman is the first person to pass away in Medina. It is his brother Qudama, one of them, Qudama. Aisha said, bring his corpse here. We the women, we want to pray Salatul Janaza on him. That is evident Salatul Janaza on a corpse. Hadith one in Sahih Muslim. Lara Aisha radiallahu anha lo sadaq. She said, bring him here. Let's perform the good. The person who died was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Aisha radiallahu anha gave evidence with the incidence of Uthman ibn Mazrun. So she said, bring the cup here. People said, a woman's wife of messenger, you are starting a bid'ah. That is how they said it in the riwayah of Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi. There's a point here too. Those young brothers who are saying, bid'ah, kufu, so kufu, when did they are saying that? They told Aisha radiallahu anha that she started a bid'ah. Does it mean that they are saying that she's a kafira? It doesn't mean so. So the companions don't have that understanding. And these people are claiming that they are salafis. They are khalafis in that thinking. It's a wrong thinking. What do we need? She said, you people are, how many times does a man challenge something because he does not know it? Were you not there when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the corpse of Uthman ibn Mazrun? And then we told him, bring him with the women, what to say. He brought him, he paid for him inside this same masjid.
She did not to say, ah, imagine professor, they want challenge, meet me in the court. No. Prove the point. If a man accuses a learned person regarding a position of Islam, you go and sit down and explain the point. If you cannot sit down and explain, you are right. That is what scholarship deserves. You are right on two. Not just you will have to keep quiet, the rest of the people that are following him too will keep quiet. Unfortunately, if the person that has accused the learned person cannot reply, he's a bum. He can't reply the learned person. Then the matter will die. It will be an intellectual battle, not a battle of let's go to court. It's not a real. In the history of Islam, there is not a person that has not been refuted. Whether rightly or wrongly. Prove your point, and I've been saying it all the while. If the person is refuted regarding the matter, you can go back. Because my dear brothers, wallahi, you could have been wrong. Wallahi, you could have been wrong. The objective to yourself, can you arrest me alone? You could be wrong. And nobody knows everything. So you go back to the surface, you check it again and say, oh, I was right. This person is, in fact, you listen to him. You know his point of deviance or deviance from you. From where is he deviating? You say, no, you are misunderstanding this point is the reason why you are thinking like that. And you think you help him gain relevance. You help him gain correctness. It is not to help you. If that is a person, Sophocles is a kafir. I'm not kafir. What is the point? Sophocles is a person, as you saw, is bid'ah. It's not bid'ah. It is sunnah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi did like this. When Abdullah ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan was accused, what did he do? He said, I saw my father doing that. And then my father did what? My father saw Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas did what? Abdullah ibn Abbas saw the Prophet Muhammad. Is there anybody that is hearing anything again? There are a lot of examples. If you want to compile a small juice, a book on a matter like this, you find a lot of examples. I remember another example. Let's mention it. When Ubadah ibn Samit, we read the hadith here from the report of Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi, when he started to recite Surah al-Fatiha behind the Imam, what happened? He recited Surah al-Fatiha, then he said, that was how I heard the Prophet. He proved his point. When the learned person is challenged regarding a matter, knowledge does not agree that he heads for not that one case, he knows about that job. So if the court proves that the person was really wrong, does it mean that in the book of Allah he was wrong? أَمْسَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْرَمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكِ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. نسأل الله السلامة. Suffice on that point. When we are standing up from a sajda, a sit down, what should we do? We say what? Allahu Akbar. We also raise our hands as we are standing up. The proofs for those positions are as mentioned above. The fourth point we like to discuss today is Hay'atul Julus. How is that sitting? Do you lash a joke? Now, when you are joking, you tell that you will only if you are how do we sit down? How is that sitting? Because the Prophet taught us everything. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many times, if we hear people say, this is our Islam, there is nothing that our Prophet did not teach us. Is it everything he taught you we are following? Don't let it be a talk of the mouth. That, you know, Islam, there's everything. How can you do this? How can you follow it? You follow it? May Allah protect us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught us how to sit down when we stand up from sajda. There are two seats. We describe one of them after the other. The first way to sit is called al-istirash. Al-istirash. Rash. You know, rams are referred to as furush. Furush, rams. So istirash is like spreading something, laying something down. When you lay mat, farashta. Farash, you make farsh of furush,
Foolish. Firash is you doing that. You laying your legs on the ground. So if firash is that your leg, spread that left leg on the ground. You sit down it. Then you erect the right leg. Mumariam. You demonstrate it to us. You sit down on his left leg. The leg spread on the ground. Like sister. Yes. The left leg stand up a little bit. You see the left leg, it will be spread on the ground. That is the istirash. The right leg will be erect. The left leg will be spread. You sit down the left leg, then you erect the right feet. It is called what? And it's put it down to istirash. Like this. There are a number of ahadith that this sitting is reported. There is a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. There is a hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. There is a hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'idi. There is a hadith of Wa'il ibn Hujr. There is a hadith of Abu ibn Zubayr. There is a hadith of Rifa'a ibn Rafi. The brother of whom? Khalaj ibn Rafi. Many ahadith. We pick the shortest one so that we can proceed. The shortest one that gives us. And that is the report of Abdullah ibn Umar. Rabbi Allah. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i reports it in his Sunan. He says, Rabbi Allah anhuma. Min sunnati salah. From the Sunan of Salah. And tansib al-qadam. Is that we feet al-yumna. Al-qadam al-yumna. The right feet tansib. Is erected. You erect. The right feet. وَاتِقْرِهُ بِأَصَابِئِهَا الْكِبْلَى And the fingernail of that right leg, when you erect it, should be facing the Qibla. The toes. The toes. Direction of the Qibla. النبي لصبيه سنة النبي نصرفه صلى الله عليه وسلم. Many times we people have a way. Like I mentioned to us, in the mentality, we have a mind of counterfacts. See, Bashinko. When we were younger than this, there's a hadith we read. SubhanAllah, I used to wonder if this hadith, let's see how it will be. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبا. The entirety of my ummah will enter al-Jannah. Except those who came, don't want. Don't you know that the companions were surprised? كِلَ عُمَنْ يَعْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Who amongst the people who reject us, that's why we say, أَوْ نَعْدِجَنَا إِمَا عَوَدَ لَكَ تَعَانُوا اللَّهِ I'm not going. Ask the Prophet Muhammad. How will the individual reject getting into al-Jannah? He says, مَنْ أَطَعْ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever obeys me, for I mean when I command, you follow. When I say do this, you obey. Persons will enter them. وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى And those who will disobey me, they are already rejecting. One in town, so I say, one, Jannah Tawa. Even if they send 1 million video that, وَالِي أَلَىٰ وَالِي أَلَىٰ أَوَيُوبَ مُهَامَ وَالِي أَلَىٰ It's your man, I need to do. Kind of be back to Allah, shakun, you tell me. صلى الله عليه وسلم. شَوْرِ لَنُوبِي وَالْجَنَّةِ Iṣẹ́ mi àti ìlọ́nú ọlọ́run bá. Kò wá ṣiṣẹ́ kàkà. Wọ́n ní sọ́nà wọ́n ṣe. Ó wá sọ kó ó wá ń kọ ìwọ ilé ọ̀la àwọn ẹni ọ̀la. Àwọn àpá àkàǹtàn jẹ wọ́n yí agbádá lẹ̀ pé a máa fowó sílẹ̀. Àwọn ayé ìbá mú á máa wọ ilé ọ̀la. Lóòdù sí òkú ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ wà. Títẹ̀ lánàá bí mi wà lìjẹ́nà. Omi ọba dẹ́dà, Allah tó ń gbọ́sìn ní Kúrọ̀á. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله if you love Allah follow me كما لا يسير الله عطت النبي صلى الله so the barometer so to speak to determine a person's love for Allah is what بو نشت النبي عليه الصلاة Allah said يحبكم الله if you follow me the Prophet Muhammad Allah will love you ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم all your sins, I will forgive you. Why? Because you are following the Prophet Muhammad. Sele, sele. In the back, they don't wear shoes. They are following somebody. You that Allah sent the best of humans to you, you are disobeying him. So don't cast Jews. Protect us. Really, if it is. Prophet Muhammad, he taught us to make al-istirash in Salah. He says, Min sunnat is-salah, from the sunnah of Salah. And tawtib al-qadam al-yumna, that you erect the right leg, the right feet. Wastiqbalu hu bi aswabi'iha al-qibla. And directing, I wish demonstrate it inshallah. And directing the toes to face the qibla. والجلوس على اليسرى and then you sit down on the left leg. The other one you make nasbuha, you erect it. The other one you do what? You sit down on it. That is called Ali. It is widely reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The second mode of sitting when you stand up from sajda is what is called al-iq'a'. What is it called? Iqa. This is not very common with our brothers. So I need it. Bring this iqa, and I can tell you, from the Sunan of Salah. The only one person has had to ask me. And that day he was shy to ask me. Sunan of Salah is to sit al-iqa, between such a thing. This is collected from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. See again now, another challenge to a learned person. If you want to collect the ahadith, wherein the person who reported it is trying to defend himself by proving that what I am doing is correct, you will get a juice. You will get a juice. Do again, Tawus ibn Kaysa, Abdul Rahman, Al-Himyari, Rahimahullah. Kulna ibn Abbas fil iqa'ah. And then Qadamay, we spoke to Ibn Abbas on Iq'ah, making Iq'ah on the two legs. Because some of the people were not doing it, we don't know it, so we went to him, you are doing Iq'ah, why? Ibn Abbas, you make Iq'ah, Abbas didn't find a law court. See, that is the Sunnah. To make Iq'ah is what? Sunnah. فَقُلْنَا لَهُ. So we said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, Inna lanarahu jafa'an birrajuli. We seem to consider it as part of foolishness for a human being to do that. How would you feel like that in Salah? Faqala ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, Bal hiya sunnatu nabiyika. Bal you are wrong. It is rather what? The sunnah of your messenger. To make what? Alayhi salatu wa sallam. What is that? Al-Iq'ah. Don't consider it as, why is he sitting like this? He is sunnah. Perhaps meditating sunnah to nabiyika, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of your prophet. Sunnah nabiyika, because it's a good name. What is Iqa? Because there is another Iqa that is prohibited. So which Iqa is prohibited? I will show us the two. The Iqa, let's say the one that is correct for. Iqa that is accepted is for us to do like this. In Salah. That is accepted. You sit on your heels. This is Iqa that is accepted. You see the finger, the toes are these? Where are they taken? You sit on it. The sajda. That is accepted. Iqa that is prohibited is that the person sits like this. It's prohibited in Islam. Don't sit like that. Not just during Salah, even outside the
a car like that, the messenger is called it to be sitting of a dog. He don't sit like a dog. You see, if you sit like this, you don't do that. On the days of Jum'ah, if you come, you see people sitting like that. They sit like this, their buttocks is on the ground, the legs are erect. And they put their palms too on the ground, like that. It is wrong. Don't sit like that, whether during Salah or outside the Salah. That Ika'ah is wrong. But the Ika'ah of putting the heels together and sitting on the legs, that is correct. Bismillah. I will show it, inshallah.
Okay.
There are two Ika'ah. One is prohibited, one is allowed. This is Sajda. This Ika'ah is accepted. This is the Sunnah. You see the legs, you see the toes, they are facing the Qibla. So you sit on it. This is Sunnah. So you come and then you sit like this. Sajda. This is accepted. But to sit like this, this is Islam. I hope it's not. طاووس بن كيسان. يسأل قلنا لابن عباس في الإقرار على القدمين. We spoke to Abdullah ibn Abbas regarding الإقرار. فقال هي السنة. Abdullah ibn Abbas said إقرار is what? فقلنا له إنا لنرى بجفاء بالرجل. We consider that kind of thing. How you sit like that? It's jafa. I say so, some irregularity in the person's mindset to make sit like that. The barzilla sunnah to Nabi. It is from the sunnah of your prophet. This hadith that I have read is in Sahih Muslim. Wa ma sa. What if you do the kajadi to talk? To talk? Kula no Sahih Muslim. Sahih. Iya lewa. Sahih Muslim. Ini ti dia ni ati atas si Sahih Muslim. Go back to Sahih Muslim. Our people are sarcastic. So sometimes after explaining, we give them sarcasm. May Allah protect us. There is a similar thought like that from Abdullah ibn Umar. Al-Imam Tawus ibn Qaysan. Al-Imam ibn Abdul Barr in his book, Al-Istizkar. He said, "Wa ra'aytu Abdullah ibn Abbas, wa Abdullah ibn Umar, wa Abdullah ibn Zubayr. I saw these three people sitting in Ika'ah." So, Ibn Abdul Barr mentioned that in his book, Al-Istizkar. So it is from the Sunnah to sit like that. So two ways we can sit after Sajda. The first way to sit what? Is Firash. The second one is to sit what? Ika'ah. They are both allowed. The fifth thing we like to mention today, Ikhwa, is At-tuma'niyyanatu fil julus. Being calm in that sitting. When you sit down, be calm. Farabayne. There you go. Be calm while sitting down. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was describing the Salah of the Prophet Muhammad. عليه الصلاة والسلام. And she said, كان إذا رفع رأسه من السجدة
when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his head from the sajda, لَمْ يَسْجُدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ جَالِسَ. He will not go back to sujood, حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ جَالِسَ, until he comes back sitting there and he's balanced in that sitting. يُوْجُكُ فَرَبَلَ جُكُ, before he goes back to the sajda the second time. So what our elders do when he comes, it is not allowed. No. In the hadith of the companion, that hadith of Aisha occurs in Sahih Muslim. It's also in Sunan Abi Dawud. Al-Imam ibn Majah also reported it. In the hadith of the companion who heard in his salah, what is his name? Khalad ibn Rafa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, ثُمَّ رْفَعْ رَأْسَكَ, then raise your head, حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِدًا. Raise your head from sujood, until you become settled while sitting. You know, No, don't do that. Sit down and then you go back for your second sajda. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhuma, he said that kana sujood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sujood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ruku'uhu, and his ruku', wa qu'uduhu bayna sajdatayn qareeban min as-sawaa, and he's sitting in between the two sajda qareeban min as-sawaa, they are almost the same. The length of his standing, the length of his ruku', the length of the, and the sitting down. So you see the salah to be balanced. They are almost the same in the length of time that he spent. So no wara wara, no wuru wuru in the salah. Calm. This hadith of Bara bin Azib that I read occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. The seventh thing or the sixth thing that we like to mention is that this sitting, kila amawinde, what do we say in that sitting? When you stand up from sajda, you sit down. Whether ikha'an or itirashan. What do we say in it? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me teach us now. Rabbi gfir li, Rabbi gfir li, Rabbi gfir li, Rabbi gfir li, Rabbi gfir li. That is what he will say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Rabbi gfir li. I think everybody knows that one. Say about the Lord is Jada. Say a joke. Kuto Kiji. Kill a man, sir. Rabbid Firmi. Rabbid Firmi. Rabbid Firmi. Sarah of the valley until you become. Then you go for such diving. Rabbid Firmi. You say, Rabbid Firmi. Rabbid Firmi. What do you say? Rabbid Firmi. Everybody says that one. It's easy to say. Rabbid Firmi. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. This one, just two words, go. Rabbi, oh, forgive me. Rabbi, oh, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. There is another report. The hadith we just read to us on Istighfar, according to Sunan Abi Dawud, it is a hadith from the hadith of Huzayf ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu anhuma. There is also the report from Al-Imam Ahmad. That's one of six expressions. But you can cut it to three groups. He says, Allahumma Rabbi gfirli warhamni. Allahumma Rabbi gfirli warhamni. How do you say? Allahumma Rabbi gfirli warhamni. Allahumma Rabbi gfirli warhamni. That is group one. Group two, say, wahadini wajburni. Wahadini wajburni. Wahadini wajburni. Wahadini wajburni. That is group two. Group three, wa'afini warzukni. Gbogbo àdúrà ti pé
imam ti ma ni ma ma ti re tabi a
iwo gaga ti tabi a ti ele o se fe iwo gaga ti pa ti e ti so the man who left pay for himself or the man who left pay for you, who has the blame? They say give you over to me. No, he dropped his phone. He's blaming somebody that, why did you not carry my load for me? May Allah protect. Allahumma rabbi ghfirni warham. Allahumma rabbi ghfirni warham. The second one, wahdini wajibun. The third one, wa'atini warizukum. They ask, boy, you say my Lord, I'm a kalimori and holy. Which is our problem. Do you know that ulama say one of the means for getting money and that from Allah is to make a lot of istighfar? Make an istighfar. Rabbi Kirli. Rabbi Kirli. Ati Rao Nisa. You don't want to catch me up. Life. Allah. Says Allahumma Rabbi Kirli. Oh my Lord. Excuse me, forgive me, warhamni, show your compassion to me, show me mercy. You don't see me, know me, show mercy on me. Then you say, wahdini, tell me, son, guide me, wajbuni. When I am failing, make me up. Make me up. Al-Jabr is, the thing is, the castle broken. When you make Jabr of it, what do? You build it together and clean it up. Make me up. Then we say, wa'atini, protect me and give me sound health. Two things. Al-Atiyah, protection and what? Sound health. Al-Atiyah. And then we say, Warzukuni, Fumilor, Ramilor, enrich me, endow me. You are not even specifying the kind of risk you want. So every kind of arzak you show for you. What? Minun kaseda, mambuka, atasi, that you have not said. Allahumma gfirli, warham, wahdini, wajburu, wa'afini. What is left? Please tell me what is left. Huh? You have said everything. Said everything. May Allah protect us and provide for us. We lack provisions a lot. So we should be making istighfar a lot. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah told him to say to his people, فَقُلْ تَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ أنت ما الله ما واثق فا دعا تكون يا دبير يا دعا تكون دعا تكون أستغفر الله أستغفر الله Make it say it regularly. Tell me fooling you. One small 10-year-old boy came to me yesterday. I went to buy anti-malaria there. Around Maghrib. Immediately after Maghrib, we finished Maghrib, we went there. That's a fact. If you go on the road like this, that's a pharmacy there. As I packed, I gave the boy, go and buy the anti-malaria. I will turn. So he went and buy the anti-malaria. One boy came to knock my liver. I just looked at him. He knocked my liver? You know this? So I packed. I was listening. I was even listening to the Quran. Go. We are listening. He came in. So I went. He said, now, see you. One of you see me. So I said, I want you. small boy, he's supposed to be going to school. Or he's supposed to be left small boy. What do you do here, senior? I want you to go on. So that question, I don't think is a question he's familiar with. He became shocked. I want you to tell me, who are those people who sent you to me? Did they know me before? So he was shocked at that. So when I saw that he was telling me, I told him, if you don't leave here now, I will come down from this car, I will look at this thing, and I will tell you very well. When the security heard that, one man was seen. Okay, second one, I should bring the money for the malaria and give it to you. So these are lies. Don't be surprised if you ask what that boy's name is. His name can be Muhammad. His name can be Bashir. His name can be Abdurazak. Some laugh calling themselves fast. Would have talked them all of these units and 419s. Instead of directing to Allah, they directed them to other than Allah. Small boy. I told you, I said, look, I'll give back to you 10 times. At your age, you're telling me they sent you. Who sent you? Tell me. He won't know who sent him. What will he say sent him? He can't answer that question. Those who sent him from the house to come and do that 419, they themselves cannot answer that question. Who sent you? Wanna meet me? They are looking for money. But Allah has told us how to get money. How do we get it? Istaghfiru rabbakum. Innahu kana ghaffar. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. من كلمه؟ If you want money, the same is before. My dear brother, sincerely. The same week, one woman came to me there. Just after Salat al-Jumu'ah, as I went to her. I was there and she stopped me. Stop. I lied. Stop it, okay. But in her own case, I didn't do what I did to her. Sent for Hajj and all that last year. I would have told her, if you want money, you go for Hajj every year. Do you hear, brother? For money, you go for Hajj every year. You never go for. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to what I know, Anabi, Nima Allah, Maka, oh, you take it like, wallahi, you tell me. Oh, you just lying. In the law, a young boy that's working and earning, once they see you are getting, begging you to be going to Umrah every month, because they believe that your money will not finish if you are going to Umrah and Hajj. Your money will not finish. Allah will be giving you back. Money is going for Hajj, going for Umrah. Be telling him, yeah, give me money. Although there are things that are better than money, that when you give people, money will be small inside them. Tell him to give you barakah. That one has no boundaries. But the greatest of them all, if I tell you, you'll be surprised. After the last Hajj in Makkah, as the day I was coming home, I met a brother. He works with the NPC. In one big hotel, I was coming back, he was going up. I said, brother, how are you? You came out. We greeted ourselves. We've known ourselves for a long time. So I said, yeah, what are you asking for? He said, Abu, you have too many things here. I said, each of those things, are they up to 36? Counting them, 1, 2, 3, 4. So are they up to 36? He couldn't grasp what I'm saying. I said, be making salah to Allah, Nabi, sallallahu. Don't ask Allah for everything. Just be telling him, Allahumma. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim bil alamin innaka hamidun majid. When you do one like this, you will get 36 different things from Allah. 36. ìgbàlẹ́ dọ̀ lọ ọ̀pọ̀ọ̀pọ̀ ẹ̀yọ kọ̀ọ̀kan. Pẹ̀pẹ̀ each of them you need to be begging him separately. So instead of begging him 36 times, why not just be saying all your salatu to him, expecting that I love his salatu? Ọmọ wa ọ̀rọ̀ ká. I think it suffices that we stop that. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. Okay, you should answer this question. If it is allowed to say in another language, why we are in Sudan? We will respond, we will discuss this issue inshallah. When we come to at-tahiyyah, inshallah. Please, this is a boy that is above 12 years old, is bedwetting every day. Please, what can we do to such a boy? Watch his play. Watch his knees before sleep and make sure that his adhkars are complete after Salatul Maghrib. Watch his play, watch his what? Food, the time that he eats, what he eats, how much water he takes. The third one, ensure that his adhkars, the adhkars are like coat of arms. You know when you see the army these days, they wear the helmet, they wear... In fact now, even on the elbows, there are things to wear. Your own is bigger than this one. Your own will cover you from your head to your toe and everything else. That's why they call the book what? Hisnul Muslim. It will cover you, to protect you. Those are the morning and evening adhkars. That small boy that came to me yesterday, I was laughing at him because I just finished Salatul Maghrib. Comfortably, I finished my Suratul Ikhlas, Falak, Nas, Ayatul Kursi. That is the time you with me. You are in trouble. May Allah protect all of us. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ya ke falak nas, wa kulli wa lam. Wa saqaw wa raqi.